寻常的事情。
It is an unusual thing for any couple.
生第一个小孩子。
For their first child.
小孩子一出生以后，影响了他们的时间。
When the child is born, affects their time.
影响了他们的旅行。
Affects their travel.
影响他们什么时候睡觉，什么时候起来。
Affects their sleeping patterns.
并且很多父母亲都奇怪，为什么小孩子出生的时间总是不寻常。
Why is it unusual for a child to be born at the time?
当然是说半夜出生的，清晨出生的。
Sometimes at midnight or early morning.
一个小孩子出生对父母亲是一件不寻常的事情。
For any couple, their first child is an unusual thing.
因为影响了他们的生活。
It affects their lives.
2000年前，一个小孩子也出生。
2000 years ago, there was a child born.
他的出生也不寻常。
His birth was also unusual.
因为他的出生影响了整个全世界的人类。
His birth affected the whole world.
耶稣的诞生是个不寻常的诞生。
The birth of Jesus was an unusual one.
为什么？
Why?
刚才念的圣经节告诉我们三个理由。
The verses we read give us three reasons.
我们今天一起看这三个原因。
We will look at the three reasons today.
第一个原因。
Number one.
该撒谕旨是不寻常的。
The decree of Caesar is unusual.
这是第一节到第七节。
This is verse 1 to verse 7.
该撒就是当时的罗马皇帝。
Caesar was the king at that, for the Romans.
他的圣旨很不寻常。
His decree was unusual.
有三方面的不寻常。
It was unusual in three areas.
第一个时间不寻常。
The timing was unusual.
当时的皇帝叫雅古士都。
At that time, the king was Augustus.
他坐位坐了45年。
He was on the throne for 45 years.
他是罗马帝国的第一个真正的皇帝。
He was the first real king for the Roman Empire.
有点像这个清朝时候康熙哈，是个真正的皇帝开始的时候。
It's like Kangxi for the Qing dynasty.
是，他在这四十五年的时间里面。
For those 45 years.
他整个国家非常的复兴。
His country was prosperous.
整个帝国里面是有特别的平安。
There was much peace in his empire.
他建立法治。
He created law.
他经济的发展。
There were economic prosperity.
所以当他去世的时候。
So when he passed away.
许多罗马人为他流泪。
There were many Romans who cried for him.
为了纪念他的功劳。
To remember him.
他们还把一年十二个月里面的一个月。
They chose one out of the 12 months.
来纪念他。
To remember him.
你们知道是哪一个月吗？
Do you know which one?
八月。
August.
因为他的英文名字叫 Augustus, 所以用八月来纪念他。
Because his name is Augustus.
他当时下令全国要老百姓要报名上册。
So he summoned all the citizens to register.
那今天的话就是户口登记。
It's like
register. Okay.
Today.
为什么要报名上册？
Why registration?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
要知道全国究竟有多少人口。
Is to know how many people are in this empire.
以便收税。
It's easy for taxing.
你以为今天只有美国有 IRS 啊？
Do you think only America has IRS?
2000多年前已经有 IRS 了。
2000 years ago there was IRS.
第二个原因。
Number two.
知道全国里面有多少男丁啊。
So they know how many males are in the country.
以便征兵啊。
So they can recruit for the army.
但很奇怪的一件事情。
But very unusual.
他在位45年那么久。
He was on the throne for 45 years.
但他却不早不晚。
He didn't do it earlier or later.
反而在耶稣诞生的那一年才开始户口登记。
They started registration the year that Jesus was born.
这是时间上的不寻常。
This is the unusual for the timing.
第二个方法不寻常。
Then the method was unusual.
这是第三节到第五节。
This is verse 3 to 5.
第三节说众人各归各城报名上册。
Verse 3 says, and all want to be registered, each to his own town.
如果你在美国是公元2000年的时候,你有经过美国也有一次户口登记。
If you are in the United States at the year 2000, you are registered.
Okay, take a census.
A census.
那个你不需要回到原来的地方。
You don't have to go back to where your own town.
你是在本地就可以报名上册。
You can register in a local place.
但是罗马的皇帝要每个人回到自己的家里。
But the Roman king wanted them to go back to their own town.
你可以想象当时罗马帝国里面多少人要旅行呢？
You can imagine how many people need to travel in the Roman Empire at that time.
你可以说这是劳师动众、劳民伤财的事情。
You can picture that it is a very difficult thing.
约瑟那时候他在加利利省的一个城市叫拿撒勒。
At that time, Joseph was in Nazareth.
Yeah, Nazareth. 这是在巴勒斯坦的北边。
It's north of Palestine.
他需要回到巴勒斯坦南边伯利恒城。
He needs to go back to Bethlehem, which is in the south.
因为圣经告诉我们说他的本家，他是大卫这一族里面的人。
Because it's his hometown. He was in the tribe under David.
从拿撒勒到伯利恒差不多有80-90个英里。
There is about 80 to 90 miles between Galilee and Bethlehem.
今天我们觉得这个距离很近呢。
Today we feel this distance is short.
开车一下子就是这个一个半钟头就到了。
By car is probably 1.5 hours.
当时可能不那么简单。
At that time it wasn't easy.
他们有小路。
They had narrow roads.
并且平常是山路啊。
Much of it was hills.
走起来要好几天。
It would take many days to travel.
圣经告诉我们说玛利亚的身孕重了。
The Bible tells us Mary was in her late pregnancy.
这个对玛利亚是很不容易的。
It was very difficult for Mary.
特别要走好几天的话。
Especially to walk for several days.
是更困难的。
It was not an easy task.
我有时候看到圣诞卡片。
Often we see Christmas cards.
看到玛利亚坐在一个驴子上面。
We see Mary sitting on a mule.
然后这个约瑟在前面牵着驴子走。
You can see Joseph leading the donkey.
我看是画家可怜玛利亚了。
Probably the painter was
took sympathy.
Was sympathizing Mary.
给他画一只驴子给他骑了。
I drew a donkey for Mary to sit on.
玛利亚跟约瑟都不是有钱的人。
Neither Mary or Joseph were wealthy.
很可能他们是走路走到伯利恒的。
They probably walked to Bethlehem.
想想看，如果我们当中有任何一位姐妹，
imagine if it's one of our sisters.
如果你怀孕已经后期了，
if you're in your late pregnancy,
你不会随便长途旅行的。
You will not travel far.
你总是要等生产以后才去旅行。
You probably will wait after giving birth.
除非是万不得已。
Unless you have to.
万不得已的事情就发生了。
But this unusual thing happened.
因为罗马皇帝说每个人回到自己的家去登记。
Because the Roman king wanted everyone to go back to their own town.
第三个不寻常的是出生的地方不寻常。
The third is the location is unusual.
这是第六节到第七节。
This is verse 6 to 7.
说他们在那里的时候，第六节。
It says, while they were there.
在伯利恒的时候。
At Bethlehem.
我们不晓得他们在伯利恒那时候多久。
We don't know how long they stayed in Bethlehem.
刚刚到一天两天。
Could be 1 or 2 days.
一两个星期。
Maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
圣经没有讲。
The Bible didn't say.
我们知道就是他们在伯利恒的时候， 玛利亚的产期到了，耶稣诞生了。But
we know that Mary gave birth while they were in Bethlehem.
圣经说，就生了头胎的儿子。The
Bible says it was the firstborn.
这是玛利亚的第一个男孩子。It
was the firstborn of Mary.
然后第七节说，用布包起来。
Verse 7 says, they wrapped him in swaddling cloths.
这不是说约瑟跟玛利亚穷到一个地步啊。
It says they were. They weren't so poor.
他们穷到一个地步，他们不能去沃尔玛去Target买一些婴孩的衣服啊。They
weren't so poor so that they can't go to Walmart or something to buy cloths.
这是当时犹太人的母亲的惯例啊。
But the tradition for the mothers, the Jewish mothers at that time.
小孩子出生以后,
after the child was born.
他们用的宽边的布啊,
they used swaddling cloths.
要把他全身包起来,
to wrap the child.
一方面给他温暖,
to give the child warmth.
一方面给他觉得有安全感,
so the child will also feel safe.
然后说放在马槽里,
And then they laid him in a manger.
因为客店里没有地方,
because there was no place for them in the inn.
伯利恒那天挤满了人,
that day, Bethlehem had many, many people.
许多人要回到本乡去报名上册,
many people need to go back to their own town to register.
当时的客店有限的,
at that time, the hotels were limited.
所以没有地方,
there weren't any place.
但是我每次读到这里我心中有一个问题啊,
so every time when I read this verse, I have a question.
如果那个客店的主人,
if the owner of the hotel,
他知道这位婴孩是谁的话,
if he knew who the child is,
他不会把自己的房间空出来给他住,
he probably would provide a room for them to stay.
耶稣诞生在伯利恒,
Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Because several hundreds of years ago, the Bible prophesied it.
神使用奥古斯都,
God used Augustus.
在神预定的时间,
at the time that the Lord prepared.
在神预定的地方,
for the place the Lord prepared.
让耶稣诞生在哪里,
for Jesus to be born.
奥古斯都, 是一个不信神的人,
Augustus was not a God-believing person.
奥古斯都是统治罗马帝国,
Augustus ruled the Roman Empire.
但神却是真正的统治者,
but God is the one who rules.
神掌管历史,
God is in control of history.
神掌管历史的演变,
he controls the progression of history.
神也掌管历史继续的发生,
he controls the development of history.
有一句话在你们节目单上,
there is one saying on your bulletin.
是一个出名的圣经学者叫做 A.T. Pearson 写的,
it's a famous biblical scholar, A.T. Pearson.
他说什么叫做历史,
he says, what is history?
历史只是他的故事,
history is only his story.
这个人是指谁,
who is he talking about?
这指耶稣主神,
he's talking about Jesus.
历史只是神的故事,
history is only his story.
美国的第20任总统,
the 22nd president of the United States,
叫做James A. Garfield.
His name was James A. Garfield.
他说过一句类似的话,
he also said a similar saying.
他这么说,
he said,
历史只是把他的预言的书卷,
history is the unrolled scroll of his prophecy. History is unscrolling the scroll of the God's words.
神掌管历史,
God is in control of history.
神是这个历史舞台后面真正的导演,
he is the director behind the historical stage.
当你在人生中遭遇到一些不平常的事,
when you encounter an unusual thing in your life,
好像911,
for example, 9/11,
或者像海啸,
or Katrina,
a tsunami,
这些事情会让你惊恐, you might be scared by these things.
但如果你是神的儿女,
but if you're the child of God,
如果你愿意让你一生给神掌管的话,
if you're willing to give your life for God,
那有些事情发生就是这么样的不寻常,
even if things are unusual like this,
像当年发生在约瑟跟玛利亚的身上,
like at the time of Mary and Joseph,
我们可以放心,
we can have peace.
神掌管历史,
that God is in control of.
他可以用这些不平常的事情。
He can use these unusual things.
来完成他在我们身上的旨意。
To complete His will on us.
我们要问的问题。
Our questions.
当这些不寻常事情发生的时候。
When these unusual things happen.
我们是不是他的儿女？
Are we His children?
第一个不平常是罗马皇帝的谕旨不平常。
The first unusual thing is the decree of Caesar.
第二个不平常。
The second unusual.
天使的宣告是不平常的。
It's the announcement of angels.
这是第八节到第十四节。
This is verse 8 to 14.
我们先看对象的不平常。
Let's look at the audience.
这是第八节到第九节。
This is verse 8 and 9.
请问当你的小孩子出生以后你告诉谁？
Let's ask, who do we tell after we give birth?
可能在我们国内的父母亲。
Probably, we tell our parents.
或者我们的兄弟姐妹。
Our siblings.
或者赶快打个电话，寄个卡片，寄个电信。
Or we write a letter or send a mail.
或者告诉教会里面的一些弟兄姐妹。
Or tell some brothers and sisters in. Our church.
耶稣诞生这个宣告是很不平常的。
But the announcement of Jesus' birth was unusual.
那首先的宣告不是由人宣告。
It wasn't through people.
乃是由天使宣告。
But it was through angels.
看看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
有主的使者站在他们旁边。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
这个主的使者是个单数的。
An angel was singular.
圣经没有说他是谁。
The Bible did not say who it was.
只是说这个天使显现了。
It just said the angel appeared.
告诉牧羊人。
Told the shepherd.
我自己个人会觉得说可能是加百勒。
The pastor may think it's
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
因为在第一章的时候。
When we look at chapter 1.
加百列向撒加利亚显现。
Gabriel appeared to Mary.
Zechariah.
Zechariah.
然后后来他又向玛利亚显现。
Then he appeared to Mary.
所以在这里我觉得很可能是加百列向牧羊人显现。
So the pastor thinks it's Gabriel appearing to the shepherd.
如果你听见天使告诉你说某某人生了小孩子，这是个很不平常的经历。
It is an unusual experience when you have an angel telling you someone gave birth.
想想看，有一天你来礼拜堂。
For example, when you come to Sunday worship.
有人告诉你说。
Someone tells you.
李弟兄啊。
Brother Lee.
张弟兄的家里昨天生了个小孩子了。
Brother.John had a child was born.
啊，你说我知道。
If you say I know.
因为昨天晚上有天使向我宣告了。
Because last night an angel appeared to me.
你可能会把很多人都吓一跳。
Probably would shock many people.
因为这是很不平常的经历。
This is an unusual experience.
但是这个天使是由天使来宣告。
This was announced by an angel.
这个天使没有去告诉当时的大祭司。
The angel did not report this to the high priest.
没有告诉这个法利赛人。
The angel did not tell the news to the Pharisees.
没有告诉公会里面的人。
They did not tell the people in the
Sanhedrin. 反而告诉一些没有名字的牧羊人。
But he told this news to some unknown shepherds.
这些牧羊人还不认得约瑟跟玛利亚呢。
Those shepherds don't even know Joseph or Mary.
这在当时犹太人的思想当中是一件很不平常的事。
It is an unusual thing in the Jewish thoughts.
因为犹太人不认为天使怎么会讲这种大的事情去告诉牧羊人呢？
They would be surprised to know that angels told something this, of this magnitude to shepherds.
牧羊人在当时的社会阶层当中是很低级的一群人。
The shepherds were low on their class, social class.
许多人说他们没有什么专门的训练。
they don't have professional skills.
所以牧羊人才能, 小孩子就可以去牧羊了。
Often children can be shepherds.
不需要说他经过什么特别的训练。
They don't need special training.
另外一个原因,
Another reason.
牧羊人因为在外面经常的牧羊,
shepherds spend a lot of time outside.
他们没有办法经常在圣殿里面敬拜神。
They don't have much time to worship God in the temple.
他们没有办法按照犹太的律法保持自己的干净。
It's hard for them to keep themselves clean according to the Jewish law.
所以犹太人的思想当中, 这是一群无赖汉。
In Jewish beliefs, these people are
outcasts. 是一些不干净的人。
They're unclean.
所以很看不起他们。
They look down on them.
耶稣诞生了不寻常的一件事情。
One thing that was unusual about Jesus' birth.
天使宣告的对象不是文士，不是祭司，不是法利赛人。
The angels did not announce this news to scribes, priests, or Pharisees.
不是一些在社会上有体面、有地位的人。
It wasn't to people who were high class.
反而是一些卑贱的、被人轻视的罪人。
But it was to people who were low class and looked down by other people.
当玛利亚听到神告诉她说她要怀耶稣的孕的时候,
When Mary heard from God that she was going to give birth to Jesus,
她有一首颂赞诗,
she had a poem praising God.
是在路加福音第一章，我要大家看一下。
Let's look at it in Luke chapter 1.
第一章第46节开始。
Chapter 1, verse starting at verse 46
到55节,
to verse 55.
这首诗有些英文把它取名叫 Magnificat.
In English, it's named as Magnificat.
是一个颂赞诗。
It's a poem of praise.
46节, 玛利亚说, 我心尊主为大, 我灵以神我的救主为乐。 因为他顾念他使你的卑微，从今以后万代要称为我有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人直到世世代代。他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶上的。他叫有权柄的失位。 叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远。正如从前对我们列祖所说的话，神都特别眷顾卑微的人。God
look after humble people.
神恨恶骄傲的人。
He hates prideful people.
神的这个宣告对牧羊人对象是不寻常。
The announcement to shepherds was unusual.
然后内容也不寻常。
Also the content was unusual.
这是第10节到14节。
This is verse 10 to 14.
我们看一下。
Let's take a look.
那天使对他们说不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息是关乎万民的。 神首先不要叫他们不要惧怕。
First God, the angel said, fear not.
有时候我跟人家谈到的时候，有人会告诉我。
Sometimes people tell me.
说我只要看见天使，我就会信耶稣了。
If I see angels, I will believe Jesus.
我告诉这个人，你看到天使，你会吓死的。
I told them, when you see God, you'll be afraid.
See angels.
Oh, angels.
你都来不及信耶稣了。
You will not have time to believe Jesus.
你看到天使带着神的荣光的时候，你马上感觉到自己是个罪人的可怕。When
you see the angels with the glory of God, you will feel sinful.
所以天使告诉他们说不要惧怕。So
the angel told them, fear not.
他说我给你们一个好消息啊。I
bring you a good news.
他说因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
这句话我很喜欢。
I like this verse very much.
这句话告诉我们为什么这个消息是个大喜的消息啊。
It tells me why this is a good news.
因为这句话告诉我们三个理由。This
tells us three reasons.
如果你喜欢英文的话，它用三个P可以来形容。
If you use English, there are three P's you can remember this.
第一个P呢?
The first P
是现在,
is present.
他说今天,
it says today.
今天神就是这个好消息啊。
Today, the good news.
你不需要等到明天呢?
You don't need to wait till tomorrow.
第二个P呢?
The second P
是为你们, 是 personal.
It's personal.
为你们的,
it's personal for you.
是要给你的,
it's given to you.
第三个P呢?
The third P
是非常有价值的, precious.
It's very precious.
这边说生了救主就是主基督啊。
It says a Savior who is Christ.
你们看到这边给耶稣有三个称呼啊。
It gives three names to Jesus.
他是救主,
He's Savior.
他是主人,
He's Lord.
然后他是基督,
He's Christ.
那位将要来的弥赛亚。
He's the coming Messiah.
神为我们准备了这一位。
God prepared this person for us.
他为我们准备了救主, 主人跟基督。
He prepared us a Savior, a Lord, and a Christ.
他没有为我们准备一位法官来审判我们。
He didn't prepare us a priest to judge us.
他没有为我们准备一位司令官来指挥我们。
He did not prepare us a commander.
他也没有为我们准备哲学家来跟我们讨论一些哲学的思想。
He did not send us a philosopher to discuss philosophy.
他为我们准备了位救主、主人跟基督。
He prepared us a Savior, Christ, Lord.
这是我们人最需要的。
This is what we need the most.
有时候你不晓得你真正需要的是什么。
Sometimes you don't really know what you really need.
我们最需要的乃是我们的罪得到赦免。
What we really need is for our sins to be forgiven.
然后看12节。
Verse 12.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。And
this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
有可能那天伯利恒城里面还有其他的婴孩诞生。Maybe
in Bethlehem there were other babies that were born.
天使给他们一个记号。The
angels give them a sign.
要他们按照这个记号去寻找耶稣基督。
So following this sign to find Jesus.
13节, 忽然有大队天兵。
Verse 13, there was a multitude.
究竟这一队多少人?
How many people?
我们不晓得。
We don't know.
50人, 100人, 200人。
50, 100, 200.
可能是数不清的。
It might be countless.
如果你在圣诞节喜欢听这个弥赛亚的歌唱曲的话,
if you like to hear music regarding to Messiah,
对，那个合唱曲哈, 那 chorus,
the chorus,
你会感觉到一件事情,
you can feel something.
那个合唱团的人越多的话, 声音越好听。
The more people are in the chorus, better the songs for hearing.
有一次我们听那个差不多有500人的合唱团，哇，那唱起来真是好听。
Sometimes they have 500 people in the chorus, and it was magnificent.
我想这一队天兵的这个天堂合唱团的声音会更好。
Maybe this multitude of heavenly hosts is even better.
他们怎么赞美神？
How do they praise God?
他说在至高之处荣耀归神，在地上平安归。 他所喜悦的人。
It says the glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.
我们先看十四节的前半节。
Let's look at the first part of verse 14.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
神是最高的。
God is the highest.
因为他创造了万物。
Because He created all things.
他也是在最高处。
And He is also in the highest.
他配着一切的荣耀。
He's deserving all glory.
但是他的荣耀也因为耶稣基督再次回到人间。
But His glory, because of Jesus, is able to come to earth.
然后他说在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And also on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased.
如果我们肯静下心想一想哈。
If we can quiet our hearts and think about it.
平安对我们很要紧。
Peace is essential.
我们很希望有平安。
We want peace.
教育买不到平安。
Education cannot gain peace.
金钱买不到平安。
Money cannot buy peace.
娱乐买不到平安。
Entertainment cannot buy peace.
你的新车新房子买不到平安。
Neither your new car or new house can bring us peace.
为什么这边特别提到平安？
Why does it mention peace?
在当时的罗马帝国里面。
At that time in the Roman Empire.
全国没有战争的。
There were no wars.
当时有一种平安很出名的。
There was a special peace.
拉丁文叫做 Pax Romana, 罗马平安。
In Latin, it's Pax Romana.
这就是罗马整个国家里面再没有战争的。
It's saying there were no wars in the empire.
但是人的当时老百姓的心中有没有平安？
But is there peace in the citizens?
Yeah. 有位出名的历史学家这么说。
There was a famous historian said this.
他形容当时社会的情形。
He described the present in that environment.
当时的人赋税很高。
There were high tax at that time.
失业率急上升。
The employment rate was going up.
道德下降。
The morality going down.
家庭破碎。
There were disruption in families.
政府的社会福利的负担越来越重。
The social security was getting heavier.
人们追求娱乐享受。
People were after entertainment.
国家里面种族之间有紧张的气氛。
There were conflicts between racial groups or ethnic groups.
我第一次看到这个，我还以为他在形容今天的美国呢。
When I read this, I thought it's talking about America today.
当时需要一种特别的平安。
At that time, we need a special peace.
今天我们也需要一种特别的平安。
Today, we also need a special peace.
今天在美国境内没有战争呢。
Today, there's no war in America.
用拉丁文说，我们有那个 Pax Americana.
In Latin, we can say Pax Americana.
但是却没有人们心中所想要的平安。
But we do not have the peace in our hearts.
所以神说要把这平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
So God says he blesses the peace to ones he's pleased.
哪些人是他所喜悦的人？
So who are the people he's pleased?
我们看一下罗马书第五章。
We can look at Romans chapter 5.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
罗马书第五章第一节到第二节。
Romans 5:1-2.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
神所赐的恩典有这样的平安。
God given us the peace. The blessing has this kind of peace.
犹太人他们见面时候彼此的这个问安用的一个字。
When people greet, they use a word.
他们用的字叫 shalom, 平安。
They use the word shalom.
他们渴望神给他们这样的一种平安。
They want peace.
这个 shalom 这个字有很好的意思。
A shalom has a very good meaning.
它有它的意思包括很多方面。
It includes many things.
包括人的安宁。
It includes one's well-being.
包括人的繁荣
prosperity，
包括安全
a security，
包括稳固
a soundness，
也包括丰富
a fullness，
不只是说我生命得到保守而已
I'm not just peace with my life。
现在你看提到人的安宁
it talks about the well-being，
繁荣
a prosperity，
安全
a security，
稳固
soundness，
丰富
a fullness。
难怪犹太人见面的时候都问他说 Shalom 平安。
Not surprisingly, between Jews they say Shalom。
这样的平安好不好？
Is this peace?
这样的平安你要不要
？Do you want this peace?
我要，我想你也要。
I want it, and I believe you desire it。
如果你年纪越大的话，你可能越渴望这样的平安。
If you're older, you probably wanted more。
怎么得到这样平安呢
？How do you obtain this peace?
圣经说，这平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The Bible says, peace is with whom he is pleased.
是用一个因信称义与神和好的人。
It's people who is pleased by God.
因为借着信耶稣基督，神将这平安的恩典赐给他。
Because by believing Jesus, you will be blessed with peace.
当时的天使的宣告的确是不平常。
It was the announcement of the angels were unusual.
因为对象不平常。
Because the audience.
内容也不平常。
Content was unusual.
但最不平常的。
But the most unusual.
它乃是要你得到神所赐的那个平安。
Is for you to receive the peace from God.
那个 Shalom。
Shalom，
那是永久的。
It's eternal。
那么不会受到外面的影响。
Will not affected by external things。
因为是神所给的一个恩典。
Because it's given by God。
我们看第三个原因，为什么耶稣的诞生不平凡
？Let's look at the third reason why the birth of Jesus was unusual。
因为牧羊人的回应是不平凡的。
The response of shepherds is unusual.
这是十五节到二十节。
This is verse 15 to 20.
当牧羊人听到耶稣诞生。
When shepherds heard about the birth of Jesus.
这是个好大消息。
This is a big news.
他们怎么回应
？How did they respond?
他们是不是兴奋一阵子，五分钟热度以后就没有了
？Were they excited for 5 minutes and it goes away after?
还是说哎，今天晚上太好了。
Or we say, tonight is good night.
我们看到天使了。
We saw angels.
然后就停在那边一直讨论这个节目而已。
So we'll stay and discuss.
还是说哎呀，别人家的小孩子诞生关我们什么事啊
？Or, we do not care about the birth of someone else's child.
牧羊人的反应有三方面的不平常的行动。
There were three areas of the response of the shepherds.
首先他们顺从了。
First they obeyed.
十五节到十六节。
Verse 15 to 16.
众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去。”
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see."、
Okay.我们往这个字哈
，It says let us go。
这个原来的希腊文意思很有意思。
The Greek was very interesting。
这个意思说让我们彼此劝勉，彼此拉着说我们一起去。
It says we help each other and go together。
他们大家说我们一起去，不要受到任何东西的阻碍，我们一定要去。
They say let us go in a group and not.Be scattered.
然后说就是主手指示我们的十六节他们急忙去了
verse 16 and they went with haste
这个字很有意思急忙很忙啊
haste very quickly
我们今天在美国每次圣诞节期间
in America during Christmas
我们很多人很忙
we're very busy
我们忙着买东西
We are busy with shopping.
我们忙着包东西。
We're busy with wrapping.
我们忙着请客。
We are busy with inviting people.
忙着被人请。
Busy with being invited.
或者忙着旅行。
Or busy with traveling.
忙着打电话。
And busy with calling.
美国人把这种忙取了一个字眼。
The Americans created a saying
叫做 Christmas Rush.
A Christmas Rush.
圣诞节的匆忙或者抢冲猛冲。
The business of Christmas.
圣经说牧羊人急忙去了。
The Bible says the shepherds went with haste.
这是人类历史来第一次的 Christmas Rush.
This is in human history the first Christmas Rush.
只是他们的 Rush 跟我们的 Rush 不太一样。
It's just their Rush and our Rush are different.
他们的 Rush 是很有意义的。
Their Rush were meaningful.
因为他们忙着要去看这位救世主耶稣基督。
Because they were busy to go to see Jesus.
然后就既然看见
and found、
okay. 在这个时他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
圣经里面用寻见这个字哈。
The Bible used the word found.
是 有意思，仔细的寻找。
It's carefully searching.
不是马马虎虎的。
Not half-hearted.
Yeah, 不是随随便便的。
Not careless.
我可以想象他们可能是一条街一条街的找。
I can imagine they went a block by block to search.
他们是一个房子一个房子的寻找。
They went house by house.
难怪他们寻到耶稣基督。
Of course they found Jesus.
我想这时候可以问问你和我自己。
So we can ask ourselves.
圣诞节是快到了。
Christmas is approaching.
我们可能都很忙。
We're probably very busy.
我们究竟是在忙什么？
What are we busy about?
我们有没有机会把这个忙的这个中心点是摆在耶稣基督的身上？
Do we have an opportunity to center Christmas on Jesus.
像我们当年这些牧羊人摆在耶稣基督的身上一样。
Like how the shepherds centered their Christmas on Jesus.
哦，那你说牧师，我听懂你所讲的，但是我应该怎么做呢？
You say, Pastor, yeah, I heard that, and what do we need to do?
那也许你可以利用这段时间认识一位还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
Maybe by this time you can get to know someone who does not know Jesus.
请他过来跟你吃顿饭。
Invite him for dinner.
把耶稣介绍给他。
Introduce Jesus to him.
你也可以用许多亲人在一起的时间。
You can utilize the time with relatives.
来个小型的感恩会。
You use a Thanksgiving party.
谢谢过去神一年对你的带领。
Thank God's guidance for this past year.
你可以用这段时间去拜访一个有需要的人。
You can also use this time to see a person.
成为他的鼓励。
Be their encouragement.
你可以用这段时间更读一些圣经。
You can also use this time to read the Bible.
把有关于耶稣诞生的圣经节都把它读完。
You can read all the verses about the birth of Jesus.
如果你这样的忙的话，
If you are this busy,
你会像牧羊人一样。
You can be like the shepherds.
你会看到神在你心中的奇妙。
You can see the magnificent things in your heart.
牧羊人他们有顺服，他们有传扬，最后他们还有敬拜。
The shepherds obeyed, proclaimed, and they worshipped.
Okay. 在传扬里面，我们提一下。
We will talk about the proclaim.
这是十七节到十八节。
This is verse 17 and 18.
既然看见，就把天使润这孩子的话传开了。十七节。
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that has been told them concerning this child.
牧羊人成为传道人。
The shepherds became preachers.
然后牧羊人也成为见证人。
They were also witnesses.
二十节。十八节。凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
Verse 18, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
这群牧羊人的确很特别。
These shepherds were special.
这是整个人类历史当中。
this is in the entire human history.
第一批为耶稣做见证的见证人,
this is the first group of shepherds that bore witness to Jesus.
因为是他们亲身的经历,
because it's their real life experience.
我猜他们讲的时候不但只是兴奋了,
they weren't just excited.
并且他们很肯定,
they were confident.
我盼望你今年如果有机会告诉人家圣诞节,
I encourage you to tell other people about this Christmas.
如果你有同样的兴奋跟肯定,
if you have this kind of excitement and confidence,
别人也会诧异你所讲的,
people will proudly listen to what you preach.
最后一个他们的敬拜,
at last we look at their worship.
19节到20节,
verse 19 to 20.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里反复思想，牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。Verse
19, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
牧羊人又回到他们自己的地方,
the shepherds returned to their own place.
回到他自己的工作点,
returned to their job site.
回到自己的老职业,
returned to their occupation.
表面看起来好像他们没有什么改变,
on the surface, it seems they had no change.
他们生活日子还是跟过去一样,
their life was no different.
但他们的内在已经不一样,
but inside they were different.
他们是个新的人呢,
they were new people.
他们做他们过去没有做的事情,
they did something they has not done before.
什么事情?
What things?
归荣耀与神, 赞美他,
be glory to God and praise him.
他们会敬拜神,
they praised God.
他们已经了解这位神的存在跟伟大,
they understood the presence of this God and his presence.
耶稣的诞生的确是一件不寻常的事情,
the birth of Jesus was an unusual event.
圣经告诉我们有三点,
the Bible tells us 3 points.
神把这位不认识他的罗马皇帝当作一个器皿,
God used this this Roman Empire who did not know God as a tool,
来完成耶稣所诞生的时间跟地点,
to fulfill the place and time of birth of Jesus.
然后神又借着天使,
then God used an angel,
这个侍奉神的灵,
to worship God,
a serving spirit,
来宣告耶稣的降生, to proclaim the birth of Jesus.
宣告耶稣这位是人的救主跟主人跟基督,
to announce that Jesus is the Savior, the Christ the Lord.
为要让人得到那种 shalom,
so people can receive shalom.
最后,
lastly,
当牧羊人一听到这个好消息以后,
when the shepherds heard this good news,
他们也有不寻常的反应,
they had unusual response.
他们听了牧羊人的话,
they heard shepherds' words,
听了天使的话,
they heard the words.
他们开始积极地寻找耶稣基督,
they went to find Jesus.
找到以后,
after they found,
他们高高兴兴地敬拜他,
they worshipped him happily.
今天你在我们当中,
today you're with us.
你也听到这个不平常的消息,
you also heard this unusual announcement.
请问你相信耶稣是这位道成肉身的神吗?
Please ask, do you believe that this is a true living God?
请问你接受耶稣是你救主跟生命的主吗?
Did you receive Jesus as your Savior?
你愿意不愿意相信?
Are you willing to believe?
跟你肯不肯接受?
Are you willing to accept?
将会决定你今年的圣诞节是不是一个不平常的圣诞节?
It can determine whether this is going to be an unusual Christmas for you.
那我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你自己诞生为人。
you come down to be man.
为了我们。
For us.
为了你所拣选的儿女。
For your selected.
求主你自己施恩在我们身上。
Please have grace on us.
让我们知道你所赐的是这样的宝贝。
So we know that what you have blessed is so precious.
并且是为我们每一个人的。
Also for every one of us.
并且今天我们就可以跟从你。
So today we can follow.
求主这样的带领。
Please lead us.
我们要祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督名。
We pray and give thanks to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
请大家起立唱诗歌101首。